An ancient past, problems for the future.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the very popular The New Answers book.
You know, we should not try to squeeze millions of years of history into the Bible. In fact, I think that a belief in millions of years actually helps discredit anything Christians say about the future. You know why? You see, if you took billions of years for the universe and life to form, but the Bible says it took 6 days, why should anyone believe what the Bible says about Christ preparing a future place for us? And wouldn't God need billions of years to work on it? That's one of the serious problems you run into when you let man's fallible beliefs about the past determine a view of the Bible. Why not accept man's faulty ideas about the future as well? In fact, according to secular views, the world's moving towards a heat death. What kind of hope do people have based on what they're told about the past? But there's a sure hope in the future. Because all of biblical history is true, starting from Genesis, it's accurate right through to what it predicts about the end. There'll be a consummation. That's when Christ will make all things right.
Well, does that mean that global warming will not be the end of the world? We present some surprising answers in an eye-opening DVD we've just co-produced. For your gift of any size, we'll send the DVD to you. Call us toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 888-89-ANSWERS and request the Global Warming DVD. That's 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.